Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
I was expecting the clap in that, yeah, but it's changed.
Oh,
no claps for Zoe.
Sting, no, we'll give you 2020, no clap. Oh.
Hello, it's nice to have you back. 2020,
thanks.
No clapping.
Yeah, no. It's nice to be back. I missed it.
Yeah, happy
big
new
old
year.
Holiday, didn't you?
I did. I was away for 5 weeks in the dreary cold of England.
Was it freezing?
It was.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
rainy. Pretty bleak.
Seeing a bit of family will, but, you know, yeah, lift your spirits, yeah, though.
Warmth in the heart.
There we
oh,
go.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, what's happening out in theatre at the moment? Because everything's sort of slowly gearing,
yeah,
back up.
Things
for
are heating
the new
up.
Year.
It's still a bit of a sleepy time out there, but soon it's going to be Fringe and there's going to be heaps of wacky stuff going on. But you know who doesn't sleep? The Bard. So I'm sure there will be more like avant-garde experimental stuff soon, but for now, Shakespeare for this weekend.
You can't go wrong.
You can't. Romeo and Juliet is on at the Pop-Up Globe, but if you go tomorrow for the matinee, there's going to be a historical context talk beforehand.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
So, yeah. Pop-Up Globe's head of research, David Lawrence, is going to talk about the political things that were happening when Shakespeare was writing it, social, economic, cultural, all that stuff. And you'll have a sort of better insight for when you see the show, which starts at 1:30. But yeah, Romeo and Juliet's always nice. I always have to stop it, like, if I'm watching the movie before...
The Leonardo DiCaprio one?
Before,
yeah,
like, Benvolio messes it up.
Benvolio.
I'd like to pretend that they end up together.
You're like, it's fine. It's going to be fine.
But, yeah, so you can go see that. Groundling tickets.
Pop-Up Globe is always a good time, though, eh?
Yeah.
Because it's like you kind of go into the whole thing and it's a whole, mm-hmm, like,
it's a
world,
whole, yeah,
almost.
Yeah. You could dress up as a peasant.
And you wouldn't look out of place, though.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Would really fit in.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
So you can go see that. It's on tonight at 7:30, or tomorrow is the matinee, and the historical context and Groundling tickets are $10, and it just sort of gets more expensive from then up. But yeah.
Hey, $10, what a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Being a groundling is a good time. If you haven't done it before, you basically stand at stage level and kind of like watch it, but you get a great view and it's kind of like an experience in itself, so it's definitely worth the
$10.
I just
like the word groundling.
Fun thing to know on the weekend because it's outside, right?
Yep.
And
it's going to be a nice weekend.
Yeah. I think, like, it's got, like, food and drinks, doesn't it? Don't know about food.
Gosh, I don't know. If it did have food, it should be, like, a medieval banquet.
Well, like a whole leg of lamb or something.
A whole chicken on a stick. Anyway, so there's Pop-Up Globe, but there's also Auckland Shakespeare in the Park, which is at the Pump House over the shore. They have two shows going on. There's As You Like It, which I wouldn't go see if you're looking for love advice because it's all very convoluted and counterproductive. But it's a comedy. Two people fall in love, something happens, threats and banishments are made, and they end up in a forest, but they don't know each other in the forest. The woman
nothing
dresses
says I
up
love
as a
you
man.
Like being banished, eh?
Yeah. You know? You're banished from
my
Auckland.
Heart.
I don't know.
Auckland, maybe not.
But yeah, people dress up, try to convince other people to love them. Some people are snarky and sarcastic. There's a, you know...
Sounds like Twitter.
Court jester. Yeah.
Excellent. So there's a bit of Shakespeare for everybody.
Bit of Shakespeare weekend. And also Macbeth is on at the Pump House, which is daggers and toil and trouble and all that.
So you could have your heart broken, your heart kind of confused or or murdered.
Or murdered. Or just stopped completely.
Really crosses all bases, Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That's great. So you can get a bit of Shakespeare in you.
Yes.
And what's on the sort of distant horizon? What's happening in the distance?
Distant horizon. Well, next week we're going to talk about, I think it's called Heavy is the Head That Wears the Crown. And that is part of Pride. Because not only is Fringe coming up, but Pride Festival is coming up. So there'll be lots of LGBTQ plays and performances. So stay tuned to Stage Direction for all of the good
all
things
of that
to come.
Well, thank you very much, Zoe. It's lovely to have you back.
Nice to be back.
Go get some Shakespeare in ya. Oh, there's the clapping.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
We got to have the clapping. We're going to listen